This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. The limit was part of the 2015 international deal restraining its nuclear program.
No message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. China is condemning Monday's violent protests in Hong Kong as an outright challenge to the one-country, two-systems formula under which the autonomous city is ruled by the mainland. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the city's legislative building. Protesters shattered glass, sprayed pro-democracy slogans, and defaced portraits of lawmakers. Tuesday, Legislative Council President Andrew Leung also condemned the protesters' attack, which he says undermines core values of Hong Kong.
As the chairman of the Electoral Commission, I'm concerned about the working environment and safety of the colleagues of the secretariat. No security staff were injured. I'm thankful for their dedication and commitment.
The break-in ended after riot police arrived on the scene and used tear gas to disperse the protesters. Illegal miners at a copper and cobalt mine run by Glencore in southeastern Congo defied a deadline on Tuesday to vacate the site. This is VOA News. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost last week. That makes it the first such attack involving a homegrown terrorist. Five people were killed last Friday's attack on the southern island of Jolo. The situation in Sudan remains intense after at least 11 people were killed in the latest mass protests in recent days demanding a transition to civilian rule in the country. The Forces for Declaration of Freedom and Change said nearly 300 more had been injured in the latest clash with security forces. One opposition official said peaceful demonstrations in Khartoum and many other cities throughout Sudan underscore the demand of the people. Madani Abbas Madani says here the Transitional Military Council is not taking the handover of power to civilians seriously. Sudan has been run by the TMC after its longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir was ousted on April 11th. The Department of Homeland Security is investigating a report that current and former U.S. Border Patrol agents are part of a Facebook group posting racist, sexist, and violent posts about migrants and Latin American lawmakers. The head of the U.S. Border Patrol is calling sexist and insensitive Facebook posts completely inappropriate. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost is condemning some postings about detained migrants to a secret Facebook group for agents and employees. Some of the posts mock New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Others question the authenticity of a recent AP News photo showing a drowned migrant man and his young daughter. Provost says any employee who violated standards will be held accountable. ProPublica says about 9,500 current and former employees belong to the Facebook group. Matt Small, Washington.
European Union leaders gathered again on Tuesday in an effort to overcome a deadlock over a series of job nominations to key posts. The leaders are looking to name a new president of the EU's European Commission, a president of the European Council, and a foreign policy chief. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland appeared firmly entrenched in their opposition to former Dutch Foreign Minister Frans Timmermans. Here's Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš.
We are very simple. Okay. We want somebody on the presidency of commission, which don't have a negative view about our region.
We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
OA. VOA1. The best music now.